Oh, hello there, everybody. We're finally doing the After Show podcast, the show after the show. Had some technical difficulties where we're pushing buttons and nothing is working. And sometimes it does work, and then it reverts back to old settings, and I don't get it. I don't get this board.
Mm-mm.
I don't understand. But hello. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. I hope you have a wonderful Mother's Day. Please do not go see Breaking In. Go see especially if you got a daughter. Go see Life of the Party. I think you'll like that. It was adorable. I found it adorable.
Nice.
We're going to get into Jacob's stories, but I want to tell the full story, mostly unedited version of a story I started on the air today about a bathroom incident, which weirdly happened at Life of the Party at the theater in Northgate that we saw the movie at. I went into the restroom, and you know how children, usually like 8 or 9 years old or something, 10 years old, when they're whatever the age is where they can get away with using a urinal or a toilet without locking the door weirdly, and they just pull their pants down and they just pee. They don't hold the pants down. They just pull them all the way down. I don't know why that happens with kids, but that's what they do. Because they have no body shame, right, at that age. It's just like, well, it's kind of interesting and funny to them. What?
I just Googled, why are young boys usually, or I just, what did I Google exactly? Why do kids pull their pants down to pee?
I have a biological reason for it. Is it about the size?
That's at least what this, the first answer on Quora, which is not an official source, but yes.
No. And that makes sense. Because, okay, we're going to talk about pee for a moment. Men of adult age or teenagers, there are basically three techniques to using a urinal.
All right.
That one could use.
I can think of two, I guess, or wait.
Well, one of them is related.
Okay.
It depends on the type of underwear that you're wearing. So let's just go with boxer briefs or anything. You know how it has the little hole in the middle? Okay. The flap or whatever it is. So assuming you've got a zipper, which most pants have, not all of them, but most of them do.
Buttons or zippers.
Yeah. You pull the zipper down, and you use the one finger technique, which is just you push the boxers down, and that comes out, and you pee.
Okay.
Right? Okay.
I've never done. I've literally never done that strategy. I'm too.
That's weird.
I always undo.
That's the only strategy I do.
Zipper
only. Or, now here's the other strategy.
Okay.
You unbutton and zipper down.
Yes.
And you use one hand to hold your pants in place so they don't fall off, while also pushing down your boxers or whatever you're wearing, and then use the other hand for directional support.
I don't think as many hands as necessary as you're describing are necessary.
Maybe it depends on it depends on the placement of your briefs
and your support. And you can get practiced at it. Yeah.
And then the third one I would say is you just pull everything down.
Yes.
Like if you don't have a button, you pull it down and put it over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's how adults pee.
Right.
The ones who don't sit down.
The first two strategies.
Yeah. I walked into the bathroom where there was an adult who seemed otherwise normal, right? Seemed like a normal human being, a normal person who's not a weirdo. He was doing an in-between what a child does and what an adult does. He had pulled down his pants, his jeans, which had a belt on them.
Okay.
To about halfway beneath his butt. So you saw half of his butt.
Yeah.
He was urinating into a urinal with his hands akimbo. They were on his waist. I do not understand why a grown man would do that in public.
What time of day was it?
This was, the movie started at, so it was before 7 o'clock. It was between 6 and 7 o'clock
on p.m. On a Thursday?
No, this was on
Tuesday?
Wednesday night.
Wednesday. Okay.
Does that matter?
No, it's just like, I guess like he
like
could
maybe
be
if you're crazy
drunk.
But
yeah,
not,
but
I mean,
no, probably not.
There was no indication he was drunk.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't study it.
Yeah.
I was walking by and it was about 7 to 10 seconds because I slowed my walk down out of shock of like, wait, what? And I had the fleeting thought of, I should take a photo of this. No, I can't do that. That's probably illegal. Let me, because I didn't.
You need to take a photo in the bathroom.
I didn't think anyone would believe me.
Right.
By telling you the story. And I'm just, I don't know what to make of this.
I mean, I believe it. I guess I just like,
I've never
wish
seen
you
this
would
before.
You can't ask about it, but
I
wish
wanted
you could
to
have asked. Yeah.
Sir, why? Is there some reason You would do this out in public? And by the way, why not go into a stall where they were all empty?
Yeah.
If this, let's say you have a medical reason for doing this, or you, this is just how you prefer to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Go into a stall, have some privacy so we don't see your backside and the weird pee position.
Yeah.
It's just, it was alarming. I was flummoxed and I was scared. I was confused.
Yeah.
I didn't know what was going on. Like, my whole world is shattered because of this. And I so desperately want an explanation, and I'll never get one. And that's the problem.
Yeah, this is a mystery for...
It's a mystery for the Lost City of Atlantis. Don't know. How Stonehenge, how did it get set up that way? The pyramids, how were they built? And now this man and his weird pee stance.
Yeah, I mean, you can't just wait in that bathroom for him to return. I mean, eventually he's going to come see a movie again.
I didn't get a good look at his face.
Wait, but this was a media screening, but it was...
It was open to everybody. Okay. Media goes in first, and then they let in the normal. We call them the normies.
Only you call them that. Nobody else does that.
Well, everyone's thinking it.
It would be... I wish it was someone, a member of the media. So, A...
Interview.
That would be exciting.
Come on up. Like the movie critic from The Times. What's going on? That's a woman, though, so it wouldn't work.
Oh, yeah, no. She wouldn't have... That wouldn't have been her.
I have an update of a life event. Remember the night, because I do, I'll never forget it, that the U.S. men's national team lost in a World Cup qualifying match, and they don't get to participate in the World Cup this year.
Right.
And during that night, as I went in, because it was on a random TV network I've never heard of and wasn't streaming, and yet we got it in our community, a communal area.
Right.
I went down there and I watched, and I made a friend.
Oh, yes.
Whose name I don't remember.
Okay.
But he was of my age. He was there. He's a soccer fan. Mm-hmm. And we were talking the whole time. And he told me his name, but I don't remember it. And then I didn't want to say, by the way, what was your name again? Because I wasn't really paying attention. Because normally I don't like small talk and I'll just ignore the person. But we got along really well. And he left early because he saw them losing and got angry. And then I left in anger. And we never saw each other again. And I was super excited at the point. I was like, oh, this is my first like friend in the building. Because I don't know anyone in the building. Almost everyone keeps to themselves.
Yeah.
Weirdly enough, I'm now on a new floor. Also have never seen anyone on the floor.
That's
they
weird.
Live there, but I've still not seen anybody.
And there's no... Well, but they have a room for... There's a communal room. There's communal areas.
No one ever uses it.
Yeah.
It's just... I've never seen people use
it. Even on the roof? Because you go on the roof?
The roof, I see people. The roof, definitely people
and
use
you don't
it.
Talk.
In this general area. And, you know, the time of day that I use it, that communal area, it was like 6 o'clock on a Tuesday or something, whenever the game was. So it's not like... There'd be a lot of foot traffic at that point anyway.
Yeah.
I see people walking in the halls to the elevators. I just never happen to see them on my floor. And again, that has to do with my hours are just a little bit different. So I'm not walking in at the same time. So I saw him again. The one person I did see on my floor, my neighbor, is him. And I still haven't asked his name
lives
again.
He lives
on my floor.
Close.
We could be buddies.
How many units are on your floor?
50, 60, something like that. Like, it's a big...
Wow.
Yeah, I live in a big complex.
There's four on each floor. Four apartments on each floor.
There's definitely at least 50 because my number is...
Okay.
Yeah. So there's definitely like at least three more units.
Okay.
So it's a lot. And we were in the elevator going up to the floor and he had his little dog there and we're talking again. And this was my in to be like, remind me of your name. Let's go see a Sounders game.
Yeah, because it's been long enough.
Because it felt like almost like a weird date kind of thing. Like that's how you pick people up at bars. It just felt weird. He's got a wife. There's no threat.
Yeah.
It was just weird. And so I dropped the ball.
Didn't say anything.
No, we talked about the Sounders.
Okay, just you. Oh, you just still
going
notion.
Up four flights of four stories to my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
He went left. I went right.
You should have just followed him.
What are the odds of that? But now I'm assuming I'll bump into him again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming he's got crazy politics because I did ask, remind me what you do again? Because he said I had to come home early from work to take the dog out. So remind me what you did again? He's with a city agency that I don't necessarily get along with.
So you're willing to ask him what he remind me what he did again, but don't remind me his name.
It's rude to say your name, and I guarantee you he doesn't know my name either.
It's been like months since that happened.
Yeah, but it feels like I should have already asked that, or I should remember. Even though I'm confident he doesn't remember my
name. Who needs names anyway?
It doesn't, hey, guy.
You like when you're actually hanging out with someone, you never use their actual name.
See, there was a time when everyone used Facebook where you can just say, hey, add me on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Just look up Jason Rants or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's a way to do it. You can't do that anymore.
Why not?
Because not as many people use Facebook, and it's not something, it's not in the it's not in the vernacular the same way that it used to be. It used to be everyone would say, hey, just go add me on Facebook. People don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
You'll add people, but you'll usually just look them up yourself if you feel the need to, or come up in by happenstance.
Mm-hmm.
But no one comes up to you and is like, oh, are you on Facebook? You should add me. And but everyone said that like 5 years ago, right?
Yeah, I guess.
At least adults. Yeah, yeah. I mean, my age, 5 years ago, people were doing that. 10 years ago, people were doing it. They just don't. I've not heard anyone say, hey, you should add me on Facebook. Like,
well,
there's
just too many. Like, if you're friends with someone, there's
Twitter, there's not really.
Facebook was just the monolith in a way that it isn't anymore, I suppose.
Is kind of. But that was my only in. I don't know what to do. I just want a friend on my floor.
Why? You don't. You said that you always said years that you didn't.
He's a soccer fan, so that's okay. Like, mm-hmm. I want to be specific with the people who I bring into my life.
Yeah.
Like, they have to have a certain personality, and he seems to have that personality. Like, the people who are in my life, like my close friends, not my acquaintances, but my close friends who I actually hang out with, they have very particular personalities, which include being able to deal with my personality, right? I mean, I'm overbearing and an extrovert in that sense.
I guess I would be curious what that means, because I've met some of your friends, but I haven't gotten the sense of like what it is that they have in common that makes them qualified to deal
with you. Usually religion.
Really?
Or college.
Oh, yeah. So but that's just that they've known you for a long time. That's not a personality trait.
But they've developed a personality that deals with my personality.
Yeah. Okay. So it's not necessarily a type of person, just
it also is. I mean, it depends. Again, if you're put in a position in college, for example, where you're basically forced to be around people who you might not normally hang out with,
mm-hmm.
because you go to the same class or in clubs or whatever, like you develop friendships that way.
Yeah.
But when you're in the real world and you're not forced into those kinds of situations, you do then have to develop this bar of what they have to reach in order for you to feel comfortable, you know, hanging out with them and feeling like you're going to be comfortable outside of wherever it is you met them.
No, it's way harder to make friends in adulthood because you're not
it's easy when you're in the room and we're both like soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Then we meet again 6 months later.
And he has a dog that you could hang out with.
I don't like the dog.
You don't like the dog?
It's sort of like the poodle hair. I don't know if it's a poodle.
It could be like a mixed with a poodle or something.
But it's got the fur that's all curly and not.
What's wrong with that?
It's not soft.
I guess it's not quite as enjoyable to pet, but it's still a dog.
Yeah, I know. And it was licking my hand. It's a nice dog. It was friendly. I'm just saying I don't like that kind of fur.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's not easy on your hands. It's not pleasing.
There's a guy who lives on the floor below me that I see a lot who does have a dog. And we've actually spent some time together. One time he locked his keys out, or he locked himself out of his apartment. He was looking for someone to just kind of like, he needed to use someone's phone to call the locksmith. So he was knocking around. We were the first door to answer. And so he just ended up hanging out with us for a while. Like, he used our phone to call the locksmith, and then he had nothing to do while he waited for the locksmith. So we're like, hey, you can just like come hang out if you want. Anyways, the point is that
That's
we know
weird.
Him and we know his dog really mm-hmm. well. And he has a wife, but his wife doesn't know us. But every time we see her in the elevator, we greet her dog. And we don't know who she is. And I don't know if it makes her
That's
uncomfortable.
Rude.
We think it's funny.
It's rude, too.
To greet the dog.
Yeah, hi, dog. And then you just ignore the woman.
I mean,
do you ignore her? Do you at least give her, oh, hello. Hi, puppy.
I mean, the dog is very friendly, and so he'll come up to you. So it's not like you're like, oh, give me the dog. It's just like the dog comes.
Well, I assume that.
We weren't trying to steal
the dog. I assumed
you
didn't hold a gun to the dog's head and said, come to me so I can pet thee.
We're just like, hey, Finn, how's it going? And then.
Oh, it even has a name.
Oh, yeah, the dog's name is Finn.
I beat a Finn in college when I ran for VP of policy. I ran against Finn.
Mm-hmm.
I demolished him and he cried.
Is this a person?
Yes.
Did we demolish him?
It was not a dog. I ran for student government.
Oh, okay.
VP of policy. You can't beat me in elections. I've never lost an election.
Yeah, why don't you run for more things?
Just saying.
At that point,
I was a senior.
I see.
I ran for senator. And I won.
Yeah, but you could even
continue
a career in politics. Never pursued it.
That's true. I never tried. I have too much baggage. Okay, when we come back, we're going to actually get into Jacob's stories right here on the After Show podcast. Welcome back to the After Show podcast. I am Jason. That is Jacob. This is the show after the show. It is Friday. And for 15 minutes, he was not able to do his job, but now he is. Go. Come on, go, go, go.
It's a story. It's a listicle, so this will be easy. I haven't even looked at it. It's a CLPI piece.
It's a millennial thing? Yeah.
15. Did you look at it?
I didn't look at it yet.
We'll find out together. 15 ways to annoy a millennial. I guess we'll find out if any of these things actually annoy two millennials. Both of us are millennials. Okay, number one, complain about all the things that millennials are killing. That's not for you. You actually enjoy complaining about all the things that millennials are killing, right?
Well, it depends on the thing that they're killing,
I mean,
guess.
Things. It seems like you're usually ready to get on the bandwagon. We're like,
sometimes,
oh yeah, we're killing that
sometimes.
Thing.
Sometimes, but well, give me the list, because I'm a millennial.
This is the first thing of the list. This is one of the things to annoy them, is that complaining about things.
I thought it was a list within a list. Okay,
no,
never
sorry.
Mind. I thought it was getting meta for a second.
No.
Okay, so that's fine. Next.
Use millennial slang terms incorrectly.
Like what? It depends on the term, I suppose. But to be fair, anyone using a term incorrectly kind of either annoys me or doesn't. It depends on the term.
Okay.
What
I will also say the example they give is just savage or, okay, let's see.
Is that a millennial
which
term?
Also seems pretty old. Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't feel.
Extra.
Literally, maybe that's one of the words.
If someone tries to use extra and they like.
No, literally.
Oh, okay.
I've never heard extra being used as a.
Oh, you haven't heard extra?
As a slang term? Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
give
it's
me
like,
an
oh,
example.
Oh, she's so extra. Like she.
Oh, I've never heard that.
Oh,
that's annoying.
Woke is one of them. Obviously, that one's not surprising.
I love that one.
I was going
to
say
I use that to joke about people all the time.
And I think there's some of these. They say they're millennial terms, but they're also just like black Twitter terms. Like they're mostly like.
What's the difference? I mean, they can be both.
I mean, yeah, but they can start somewhere and become millennial terms. But it's just interesting. Let's see, number three. Tell them that they should be able to buy a house.
That's what annoys them?
That's number three on the list of 15 things that annoy ways to annoy a millennial.
Does it say why it annoys millennials?
It's got a little, it's just, it cites a 2014 study from the White House found that just 13% of people ages 18 to 34 are likely to own a house. They say there's a number of articles that shame millennials for not having enough to buy a house. They bring up that Australian guy who was like, "Oh, stop buying avocado toast, and then you could buy a house." And everyone's like, "No, that's not how it works."
Well, I mean, it's not how it works either.
There's
a general concept behind that, which is stop wasting your money on things that are extremely and stupidly expensive.
Yeah, should
you be paying $12 for an avocado toast if you're saving money for a home? Probably not.
But I guess it seemed like the bad example. Then I mean, you always brought up the Netflix thing too. That's another one where it's like it's $12 a month.
It's not $12 a month.
How much is Netflix?
When I started to do that example, it was when DVDs were still part of it.
So the plan was like
$5. No. It was $21.
There's a one point.
This was in addition to the streaming.
Oh, okay.
So this was the old plans because I started using that line about 3 years ago.
Let's see.
But again, the theme is correct. I'm complaining about how expensive it is to live, or I'm saving money, and I'm wasting money on things that are ultimately, while I like them, they're still frivolous. They're not necessary. You don't need a Netflix account.
Yeah, but there's more fundamental concerns than these minor
like student loan debt.
Discretionary spending. Yeah, yeah,
But that's my point. That goes into it. I've got a whole bunch of student loan debt that I'm saddled with that's keeping me from enjoying my life as an adult. Let me go eat a $15 avocado toast.
There's
now.
No $15 avocado. I don't think there
that
is.
You're out of your mind. Avocados, first of all, are really expensive.
I think
you're going to a restaurant.
Let's see. Seattle avocado toast.
Avogado.
I've got to sound it out because I don't know how to spell it. Love the smashed avocado toast at Cafe Barjot.
Barjo.
Probably.
Okay. This is from CNBC. Square found that the average piece of toast costs $6.78, although depending on the purveyor, it goes for as little as $2 and as much as $18.
Yeah, I don't. But
I'm willing to bet more people end up having that as the option just because you're not getting avocado toast at most places unless it's a little higher end.
$2 though? That's not bad.
There's no way. I defy you to find that. I defy you to find a $2. Avocado toast.
It's a bite
there's just,
of toast.
There's no way that you find that. That's ridiculous. That's dumb. That's too little. $6.78 makes sense to me.
But the point
artisan
is, though,
toast and organic olives.
Certainly,
or, avocados.
You'd admit that it is more difficult now for a person of the same age. It's gotten more difficult for us to buy a house than it was for our parents to buy a house.
Yes, I mean, in theory. But again, I don't blame most. I blame the person more than I would society. I don't blame stagnant prices.
I wouldn't do that at all.
So if you go to a college where you willfully take out a $100,000 loan, when you don't need
willfully,
to go to that school.
Again, that's another example of,
but you don't
of
need
the cost
to go to
of
that
education
school.
Has skyrocketed.
Where'd you go?
Washington State University.
How much is tuition-ish?
Maybe, I don't remember.
20,000. Let's
just
go
maybe 20. 16 a year.
Okay, 16,000. Versus Cornell, which is 54,000. Now, if you had to choose between the two and you chose to go to Cornell, knowing you couldn't really afford it, that's on you, because you could have gone to Wazoo and got just as good of an education and be in the exact same dead-end job as you would have been if you were at Cornell.
But, I mean, it just...
That's all I'm saying. I'm saying we dismiss the responsibility and the personal choices that students and families make, and then we complain and pretend that it's the fault of the student or the fault of society, when the student or the parent has more of a role in the blame than they're offered.
But I think what you're dismissing is the fact that tuition rates have gone up and up and up, and the necessity of a college degree has only increased.
Why have they gone up?
Are you
because of
demand?
Because of, well, it's because students have asked for certain types of perks associated with going to colleges. They are now saying...
you think that's the only reason?
I think that's a huge reason. I think that when you have a school that has like a bouldering wall in their gym and four pools on campus outside of their dorms to make it look like a hotel, that's because students have said, you'll get me to go to your school if you give me this kind of place that looks like a vacation. I'm thinking of like the ASU-style campuses. That's kind of on the student. Is it 100%? No. I don't believe that. But I do think that we downplay the role that they play. Next.
Number six. Oh, tell them that avocado toast isn't anything new or special. That's okay, we just had that
okay,
conversation.
Let's move on.
All these are
no
gonna
more
become
avocado.
The same. Ways to annoy a millennial. I think we're like number
seven or eight.
Seven or something. Spread your legs apart as far as possible on public transportation.
Oh,
man
that
spreading.
Annoy.
Saying man spreading. That's a way to annoy a millennial.
Oh, whatever.
Refer to them
one.
As a millennial. They don't even like the term, apparently.
Yeah, too bad. What should we call you?
I don't know. Like, what do you want?
We say Gen Xers. We say baby. But like, every group has that name. So stop being a big baby.
Does anyone, like, did baby boomers not like baby? I'd be curious.
Have you ever heard a baby boomer say, this is enough of this?
I mean,
never
maybe
heard
they
that
did. I think... Because this happens every, like, the younger generation is demonized.
Well, you're not
going to
call, like, the greatest generation isn't going to be like, stop calling us the greatest generation.
They probably did. They're probably the one generation where it's like, we don't call us.
We're the
too
modest.
Humble.
We're the most modest generation.
Tell them climate change is a myth. If you are male, go out of your way to lecture a female millennial about something. Mansplaining. So two of these have been, there's mansplaining. If you are white, go out of your way to lecture a millennial of color about something. You've started to...
Now, this has nothing to do...
Like,
yeah,
this isn't your premise.
Policy.
You're
yeah.
not...
This is what
well,
happened.
It's, yeah.
Someone thought of an idea and they said, okay, we need to have 10. Why can't you just have 4? You only have 4, so just do the 4
I'm sure there's
thing.
Some optimal number of... tell them when they should have children. I don't know if that's specific to millennials, is it? I guess, or
I don't
well,
know who's telling
is.
Millennials to have kids.
Their parents, obviously.
Oh yeah,
their parents are. I mean, I think it's not all parents. My parents, I think, are pretty healthy in terms of that they make sure to not bother any of us about when we're gonna have kids. But I certainly, my sister's
every family does that.
Put a lot of pressure
but that,
on it.
Yeah. So this is not unique.
I don't know if it's, but I
it's
will
not unique
say that
to millennials.
It's. But millennials are having kids older, which means that pressure is like sustained and in that they feel it longer. Inform them that Ben and Jerry's ice cream has weed killer in it. I've not heard that one.
No one's ever
this
said
list
that.
Is really going off the rails.
Yeah. Thanks, Seattle PI, which recently wrote a column that treated Ed Murray as a hero.
Tell them to go buy a car in person. What?
What? I don't even know what that
is. I don't get that
one. Because they're buying cars online?
I guess.
Is that the implication?
In an interview with Business Insider, marketing strategist Jason Dorsey of the Center for Generational Connect stated that millennials are buying cars in record numbers online and through services from eBay to TrueCar.com.
Yeah, so they're going online.
Yeah. But
which, by the way, you should buy your car.
Who bothers? Who cares either way?
Yeah. You should. Oh, I wouldn't. Would you buy a car online without test driving it first? Or at least testing it out in some way? So let's say you use Reach Now.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been using Car2Go and Reach Now. Car2Go has Mercedes and Reach Now has BMWs. And I found myself liking the feel of a Mercedes more than a BMW.
Okay.
Not that I can afford either of those cars, but I suppose I'm now more comfortable if I'm buying a car online.
Mm-hmm.
To go with Mercedes, sure. Or be at least knowing what the feel of the car is.
I mean, it's true. I've never purchased a car not driving it before. What? I've purchased two cars, I think. Yeah, two cars.
I've never bought a car.
What? Oh, how did you?
Never had to buy a car.
So it was gifted to you?
Both my only cars have been gifted to me. Which, by the way, I found out Ingram High School, where I'm donating my car, is out in by Bitter Lake.
Okay. Good to know.
I'm just... because I've been making reference for the last week. I don't know where it is. It's like 5 minutes north of Northgate.
I've happened to meet the person who owned the car. I've never gone to a lot, so I don't know. Whatever. I did both. I used online
services. I feel
like
I'm going to get taken advantage of.
If you buy a car.
If I go to a... because I don't know anything about cars.
Oh, yeah. I always bring my dad.
Well, not all of us can do that.
I'm sorry.
Jerk.
Bring a friend. Bring an informed car friend.
I don't have any friends
None of your friends that know about cars?
I don't think so.
You got to get this.
I don't know any.
Friend,
I certainly don't have any gearheads.
See if he knows about.
By the way, what kind of car do you drive? I don't know your name, but tell me what kind of car you drive.
I don't know if we're going to get through all this. This is,
you get two more, and that's it. Then we're going home.
If you are a business owner, don't offer free Wi-Fi. Hate on tattoos.
Wait, what?
So, ways to annoy a millennial.
Okay.
If you are a business owner,
okay, not
don't offer free Wi-Fi.
Not. It's phrased weird. Are they saying that if you do not offer free Wi-Fi, it annoys millennials?
Yes.
Okay. I agree with that. I was on the bus angrily trying to watch the Sounders stream, and there were moments of the line where the service just wasn't very good, and so I could barely see anything on the screen. I was thinking to myself, we would all be happier on a bus if the seats were just a little bit more comfortable, and if you got Wi-Fi, which can't be that expensive.
Yeah, but everyone said the same thing about planes, and those are for-profit companies, and they don't care about us.
You've got Wi-Fi, you pay for it, but you've got Wi-Fi in planes.
So would you pay for Wi-Fi on a bus?
Become more comfortable.
You'd pay for Wi-Fi on a bus.
If I was a regular user, I would put it this way. Add it into the cost of your Orca card, because it's not going to cost that much money when you ameliorize. Is that that word?
Ameliorate.
Ameliorate it.
But then why wouldn't you demand the same thing from airplanes? Because they're not putting it into the cost of the ticket.
I think they should. They don't have to, because they're not a public service, and so they're a private company, and they're competing against each other. Some do offer free Wi-Fi. So Delta, for example, gives you access to free texting and Facebook Messenger, some stuff like that. Southwest, maybe, or Alaska gives you free videos. Like they're competing with. It's getting to that point. They just don't. They're not a public service. Is all I'm saying.
Ways to annoy a millennial. Hate on tattoos. I guess so. Yeah. I guess that annoys me. Just I don't have any tattoos, so it's not even personal.
It would annoy anyone to hate on something that they have on their body. Like, look at your. Do you hate it when people say, "Look at your dumb mustache," which you're ashamed of, and now you're building out a beard?
Well, but I'll shave it back down after this weekend. I think it's more annoying to me just because you lost. Like, and if you're mad about tattoos, it's like, sorry.
I don't know if you've lost per se, because generally speaking, the people who complain about tattoos, they're not talking about like a quick, tiny arm tattoo. They're talking about like the face tattoos and stuff like that, which you haven't lost. No one wants to do business with someone with a whole bunch of face tattoos.
You wouldn't go into business with Post Malone?
No, I wouldn't. I would keep my wallet at home with Post Malone. Looks like he's going to rob me on the spot.
He doesn't need it.
Doesn't matter. He looks like he's going to rob me and then beat me up and just leave me there to die. Play the music. I want to go home. I can't even go home. I've got two meetings. Who schedules meetings on Fridays? I hate you all.
Well, it's Friday morning for them.
So? But just don't do it for Fridays. And you know what? Especially with me, you know, I just want to go home. I want to go home. I want to take a nap.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. I just want to sleep forever. Ignore my mother on Sunday.
Jeez.
I got her Mother's Day. Did you ever get your mom a Mother's Day gift? Or that...
Not yet, but I've got till Sunday to figure it out.
How is it that I'm a better son than you are?
You're not.
I mean, I'm more thoughtful in this regard. I buy people's affection.
No, I bought my mom a gift.
What was it? I remember shaming you for it, and I said you can't just get... It was a book, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I thought it was...
You said something, don't we?
Yeah, there's an idea, or there's something that you that I suggested that you said was a bad idea. Oh, it was.
Or I said just you can't just
I
do that.
I suggest I was gonna buy like a one of those cameras that shoots treats at your pets to make.
Yeah.
Them
oh yeah. I said you can't. That cannot be your gift to your mom. Like you can
and
get
I didn't
it
get
for
it. Because okay. They were all too expensive.
Good. So what are you gonna get her?
Oh, I, well,
get her what
know.
I got my mom.
What's that?
I got her the Helix spit in the cup, and you find out your whole
that's
ancestry
what she got
thing?
Me for my birthday.
That's funny. But that's what I got my mom, because I think she'll like that. She'll lose the thing before she spits in it. So it doesn't matter. $80 I wasted on her. Thank you for listening. Happy Mother's Day, and happy Father's Day soon. And then when it's Father's Day, I'll say, just to be fair, happy pre-Mother's Day. Just because we want to spread it around. I don't know. I want to go home. Goodbye.